The scripture reading for this morning will be coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will.
All the blessings we have, all the blessings that each one of us shares today come from God. Think about what Jacob just read for us in verse 4. According to his chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. He goes on to say without blame before him. Shows up, he shot Andy. Quite long as I got bored with that. We remember as kids, we would do something for a while, we'd get bored with it, we didn't want to do it anymore. That's what happened last night on this episode. Well, the two older boys had a bright idea. Let's push your dad's police car in front of the fire hydrant. I don't mean y'all remember this episode. But either way, hope you agreed. They pushed the sheriff's car in front of the fire hydrant, left it, went on about the business. Well, here comes Barney. Barney wrote Andy a ticket for parking in front of the fire hydrant. Either way, Opie comes back in, and Andy's standing there. He's like, I just can't figure this out. Opie said, what is it, Pop? He said, how my car got in front of that fire hydrant? Opie said, I can tell you how. He called the names. He said, we pushed your car in front of the fire hydrant. He said, I'll go get those other two if you want to arrest them. And Andy said, well, wait a minute. How could I arrest them and not you? He said, I didn't push that hard. And when he said that last night, I said, how many times do we think about that today? That we don't push that hard. Maybe we need to push a little harder in times of our life. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. How hard are we pushing when it comes to our relationship with God? Are we pushing for that home? That home that we all want in heaven? In the book of John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Look at verse 66 through 68. John 6, 66 through 68. For that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And Simon Peter then answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. The decision we make in life. Two great decisions. Number one, whether or not to become a Christian. Whether or not to become a Christian. You know, the term Christian today is used loosely by a lot of people. You can ask people whether or not they're a Christian, and people's first response normally is yes. Yes, I am a Christian. Then when you get further in a discussion with someone, you find out whether or not they've been obedient to God's word. The biggest decision we'll make in our life is whether or not we're going to obey Christ, whether or not we're going to obey God. We do that through our belief, our turning away from sin, our confession that Jesus is Lord, and being baptized for the remission of our sins. Then the next biggest decision is whether or not we're going to remain faithful. Just yesterday, I got into a discussion with two men, actually out here in the parking lot, about the church. They asked me about the Church of Christ. They asked all kind of questions about the difference between us and say, the Atwood or McKenzie or Huntington or wherever you want to go. What ties us together? I said, well, really nothing. I said, there can be Christians throughout the whole world, and we're all members of Christ's church. But I said, we don't have a association. We don't have a leader that leads the Church of Christ throughout the whole world outside of Christ. It brought on great discussion yesterday about eldership, about a preacher, whether or not you're a pastor, whether or not what role everybody plays. Deacons, we talked about deacons, the qualifications of deacons. Then we got to talking about baptism, and we got to talking about voting on things. And you know, some people believe and teach, and I'm not picking on anybody this morning, but some people believe and teach that you have to be voted into the church. And I asked where that comes from. I said, what do you do with the idea the Lord adds to the body? They didn't know. We're talking about baptism and the importance of it. A lot of people go through life not knowing what the truth is because they've listened to someone